The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Coltrane Carlson at Raccoon Valley Radio in Stewart and Dale Wegner at the Sac Sun in Sac City. Coltrane, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator Grassley. Well, I'm going to start things off here. Before the EPA lifts its ban on allowing E15 to be sold year-round next year, I understand that you've sent a letter to President Joe Biden for the summertime E15 waiver to happen this year. What is your sense that that will possibly happen here, sir, just like in previous years has occurred?
Well, at least for 22 and 23 under this administration, and at least for 1 year under the Trump administration, this has been what's been going on. And it's sad that EPA starts this year-round in the 8 states that the governors submitted an application for, that they didn't do it for 24 as well. So that caused us to write a letter to the president and to EPA, I think two separate letters. If it's only one, that doesn't matter. Anyway, to get it this summer, and I think the chances are pretty good that we can get it. Dale?
Yeah, yes, Senator. Today is April 15th, tax day for millions of Americans. Your thoughts on the process of taxation of the American people?
Well, obviously the income tax has been around since, 1916, and almost everybody's involved in it at this point at either very low level or a very high level of paying low taxes or high taxes. But I've never run into anybody that says, raise my taxes. And I've never run into anybody that has said that they shouldn't be paying taxes. And so we have a voluntary tax system. I think it's worked effectively, less effectively now than maybe over the history of the income tax, for the simple reason that we have a higher level of people that are avoiding taxation. Some of it is not reporting all income. Some of it is people that just aren't filing taxes at all. But we still rely on the voluntary system. And I think it's worked well, and we should continue to do that. And then I look at what the Democrats promised when they appropriated $8 billion over the next 10 years to hire more tax auditors, that they said they were never going to be going after people under $400,000 income. In other words, they weren't going to harass the middle class taxpayer. And I saw figures this weekend that 63% of the audits are still going on under on the middle class. So you can't accept the promises of this administration that middle income people aren't going to be harassed by the taxpayers. Coltrane?
Senator. I understand that Robert Kennedy was in Iowa over the weekend holding some rallies about a potential presidential bid as an independent. I'd like to know your thoughts, sir, about his possible candidacy. And does this say anything about Kennedy going outside of his own main political party of the Republicans to go forward with his candidacy?
You're talking about R.F. Kennedy and his independent bid? Well, first of all, anybody can run for president that wants to run. And he was trying to run in a Democrat primary against Biden. And they did everything they could to not allow him in primaries. So he decided to go independent. And coming to Iowa to test the waters, I think, is a smart thing for him to do. But I can't have much more of a comment about it because I'm going to vote for Republican for President of the United States. And all I can say is this is America. Anybody can run for president. Dale?
Yes, Senator. We're still we're dealing with Israel and Iran now, and we're still waiting on potential funding for Ukraine. Where do you think all of this is headed to?
Well, it's up to the House of Representatives, because we have passed both bills, for one bill for all of the appropriations you've asked me about, and it's sitting in the House of Representatives, and it's for them to act. And as a supporter of that legislation, I hope they do act. I don't care whether they act as separate money for Ukraine or separate money for Israel. I'm for both, and I would just hope they do it one way or the other. And I think the Senate will follow on. Coltrane?
Senator Grassley, I understand that you and some other Republican senators, including Senator Joni Ernst, have recently introduced a bill to strengthen crop insurance overall. Now, despite the fact that the Farm Bill has yet to come up for the Senate for a vote here, can you just tell us maybe about that recent bill that you introduced and what this the crop insurance that you're talking about strengthening that isn't already accomplishing?
Well, I think it's basically broadening who can be covered by it. It's making sure that the premiums don't go up so high, so it's unaffordable for farmers. That would be the two main goals of it. It's led by Senator Hovind of North Dakota, and I think it can only come up if we have a farm bill. So it would be a new five-year farm bill, and I think I've expressed to people like you that I think it's doubtful if we're going to have a five-year farm bill, but we want people to know that we're thinking about whenever a five-year farm bill comes up, whether it's this year or next year, that we think that crop insurance is the most beneficial of all of the safety nets for family farmers, and that we ought to keep it strong. Dale, this is the last question.
Yes, sir. You've worked for years on trying to get lower prescription drug prices for the American people. Is there anything coming through legislation that you're working on or someone is working on currently?
Yeah, there's four bills out of committees. The main bill that I'm leading with Senator Cantwell of Washington, she's chairman of the Commerce Committee, and I think our bill out of Commerce Committee is the most comprehensive, but there's also bills out of Finance, out of the HELP Committee, and HELP Committee deals, the H deals with health, and then there's a bill out of the House Commerce Committee as well. And I think that the significance of four different bills pending in the United States Senate shows how important of an issue this is to bring pharmacy benefit managers out into the open so we know what they're doing, how they decide prices, how they decide rebates, who do they help or hurt in this process. And we don't know any of that now. And it's key to getting prescription drug prices down, and this legislation ought to pass. It's been about 5 years ago that a Democrat by the name of Senator Wyden and I started investigating PBMs, and didn't have much help until the last year and a half, and now you see how our efforts has grown to take into consideration four committees of the Congress. And these bipartisan bills are sitting on Schumer's desk, the leader of the United States Senate, and are awaiting action. And I had a meeting with him last summer. It seemed to me that he was very open to bringing these bills up. And why they haven't been brought up, I don't know. But Schumer's the one that's got to decide if they can be, if they're going to be on the agenda of the United States Senate. He still says he's for them, but I want to see some action. Coltrane and Dale, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coltrane and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.